As many of you may know, or you may not know, when we record Happy Station, we usually record the show in one take, meaning we record the show as if we are doing it live. We only stop occasionally if there is a technical problem or if there's a part of the show that I want to redo, which is very rare. But this week, we had to stop because of noise, a very loud noise, that was emanating outside the studio. It was so great that we decided to stop, and we rigged a microphone not far from where I live to actually do a little bit of commentary for this segment. So let's take a listen to it right now, and let's see if you can guess what it is in the first few seconds. That sound is probably coming through very, very clearly. What that is exactly is the annual air raid drill that takes place here in Taipei, usually in the month of June. One day a year, for about 30 minutes, the entire city shuts down. And this is done in case of a missile attack from the People's Republic of China. Now, it is quite interesting to see, because right now, from my vantage point, which is on top of my apartment building, cars are literally pulling to the side of the road, and people are asked to go indoors. And if you're in a public space, you are asked to seek shelter in one of the local MRT stations or metro stations. It is a very unique thing, and it is extremely eerie because during, well, a one-hour period, everything really comes to a standstill. Now, if I move a little bit, and just looking off to the northeast part of the city, you can see the highways. Now, the highways are the only area where traffic does continue. But there is another air raid drill that they have once every 2 years where even cars, if you're on one of the expressways or highways, you also need to pull over. But not for this one. So this one is, you can say, a small test. But it is very unique because I don't know how much you can hear in the background, but just around 100 meters or 150 meters from where I am, you can see a very well-known factory in this area. Now, the factory is still operating, but all the trucks that were lining up to pull into the factory to pick up goods have pulled off to the side of the road. The drivers have gotten out and have moved inside. Occasionally, they will do these drills in the evening, but that is a very rare occurrence indeed. So they don't do those much anymore, which is probably a good thing, because they also tell people if we do it at night, you have to turn the lights off, which is a little bit inconvenient. There still is some traffic below, but the traffic below that you hear are construction vehicles moving from one location to the other. But as for the scooters, cars, and pedestrians, those have basically more or less all pulled over. If I look to the west of me, I can see one of the main arteries for this part of Taipei. And normally, when they do the air raid drills, they actually put policemen every few meters at every corner to make sure that people follow the directions. But normally, for example, on the street where I am, which has a tremendous amount of traffic at this time of day, which is probably around 1:30 in the afternoon, it's very strange. It is very, very strange. You could see a lot of people standing in doorways. There is a rubbish truck, which is doing a U-turn, but is actually pulling over at this moment. And yes, that's basically it. So that is the air raid drills. that happen once a year here in Taipei. I'm not sure if you can hear that noise. That's just some of the trucks actually backing away from the main road to park. I don't know if we did this last year, but it is a very unique thing. I'm just stepping back inside. Usually they announce when they are planning to have these air raid drills, but this was an unannounced one. Occasionally they unannounce it because people sometimes, well, they'll plan their day or they will call into work and say, well, they're sick or something, so they want to stay home, you know. But it's very unique. It is very, very a unique thing and a very interesting thing indeed. Now, actually, just from here, from my kitchen window, I can see the Songshan Airport. Now, the Songshan Airport is one of the two major airports in Taiwan. The Songshan Airport is mainly used for domestic flights, and the direct flights that have recently been instated between Taiwan and China. And it is also a Air Force base. Now, from here, what is quite unique is that occasionally during the weekday, I can see helicopters and military aircraft taking off and landing. But at the moment, I can count, let me see, let me move this a little so I can get a better view. If I move this, open the window a bit further, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, 6 military helicopters flying over the vicinity of the airport. The airport, though, is not closed. It is still open to air traffic. The military base is not far. It's just so maybe about half a kilometer from the actual airport itself. So they are doing some type of military exercises as well. To the right of what I see where the airport is, I see one of the main arteries, one of the main bridges, that is a feeding point between Taipei County and Taipei City. And, well, their traffic as well has completely stopped. It is very, very unique, and it's a very eerie thing. Anyway, let's continue now with more music here on the International Happy Station Show as I make my way back to the studio for the continuation of today's program. Well, it is now exactly 2 o'clock on the dot. The sound that we hear now is the all-clear sound that the air raid drill is over. From where I'm standing now, I decided to go to a different rooftop. Actually, it's on the rooftop of where our studio is, only 3 floors down. We actually have a much better view from up here. Now, to sort of describe it, off of the distance, I would estimate around 2 kilometers away, we could see the police station, which is the Sanmin Road police station, where the alarm is located. And now it's fading down, and we now see life returning back to normal. And it's just funny. I mean, the alarm just went off, right? It just went off a few seconds ago. But then down in the street, if I point the microphone in this direction, I don't know if you can hear it. Yes, the sound of Beethoven played electronically. which is the signal for people to bring their trash down. So this truck was literally, I'm not kidding, it was waiting by the roadside for the right moment to go and pick people's trash up, because the truck is now behind schedule by about 15 minutes because it normally passes on the street at 1:50. And we can now hear the scooters and traffic returning to normal. The musical garbage truck, we have to do something about that one day. But let's tell you, just to tell you a little bit more about these air raid drills. Now, as I said earlier, they happen once a year. Today is the first one that takes place in northern Taiwan. The second one will take place tomorrow, which is the 16th of June, the day that we're recording the show, and will be in the central part of Taiwan. And then on the 17th of June, it will take place in the southern part of the country, where the city of Kaohsiung is located. Now, these air raid drills take place once a year. The first time that I experienced this sort of thing, I was actually near the president's office in downtown Taipei, which was unique because the entire area around the president's office and the government buildings, these streets are blocked off immediately by barbed wire, and military trucks come into the street and block everything to people walking down the street and trucks and cars and everything else. Oh, there's more musical garbage trucks we hear. But there was an interesting thing that did happen. It was very strange. Now, normally, like I said, there's police at every corner, and they say very politely, oh, you know what, we're doing an air raid drill. Can you please, like, either go inside or into one of the MRT stations, the metro station? Well, I was walking with one of my dogs, and I didn't know that this was going on. I thought, you know, there was a big police presence, so I thought maybe some official was driving into the area and they were cordoning off traffic. Now, I didn't hear the alarm because, well, I have a tendency to listen to music very loud on my headphones. So I was, you know, happily walking along, and then all of a sudden I saw these police and I saw everybody, even on streets that were not near the president's office, and I just walked by the police. I just walked by them. They didn't say anything. So I took my headphones off, and I can hear the alarm going off, and there was another group of policemen. I walked right past them again. I just found that very strange, because they were telling other people to go inside. Well, I then inquired with a friend of mine who works at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and I explained to him what had happened, and he said to me, well, that's because you're a foreigner. And I said, well, what does that have to do with anything? He said, well, you see, most of the Taipei police do not speak English. A lot of them do, but many don't. So he said they were probably embarrassed to say something to you. So my reply to him was, so that means if there is a missile attack towards Taipei, I will be ignored and I can just, you know, burn in a cavalcade of flames. And he says, well, unless somebody, one of the police officers speak English, you won't be safe. Anyway, that was just a little funny anecdote. But anyway, we're now, let's go back to our studio for more music here on the International Happy Station Show. And I think it is time to go inside because I'm outside right now and it is extremely hot and I want to go back into the air conditioning.